Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Good grief. Who made that famous?
Charlie Brown.
Is it possible that grief can be good? Really, it almost looks like an oxymoron, doesn't it? Let's define grief right off the bat. Grief is this. This is the technical definition. Grief is an emotion that overwhelms you during a catastrophe, and it shrinks your world. Grief is a catastrophe that shrinks your world. Grief. You know, most of us, we live lives in which we're whole and we're complete. I want to share this with you. Hopefully our online viewers can see this. I wrote it as big as I could. Our lives are pretty whole and full of good things, health and goodness, and those fruit of the Spirit kind of things that we talk about so often. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. And we do that here at Peace and hopefully in our families. We're big. Our lives are big. We experience peace and harmony in our relationships, and that's a sweet thing that we love and look forward to. We experience joy with life circumstances and the joy of being a child of God. That's part of life too. That's great. We also experience unconditional love by God. How awesome is that? But then catastrophe happens. Crisis. Grief sets in. Now, what I'm talking about, I want to make sure I'm getting communicating clearly. I'm not talking about your tire popping and having a few hours where you're kind of inconvenienced. I'm not talking about maybe a momentary feeling of sadness that sticks with you, maybe a day or two. I'm not talking about a feeling that you just missed out on life for a week or two with bad luck. I'm talking about irreversible loss. Irreversible, that can't be turned around. Deep grief. It's here in the congregation. It could be you, pastor. We call these squirming sermons. It could be you. You've got the grief. It could be somebody else that's got the grief. But the bottom line is that it's here, and it's quiet in the hearts of Christians. How do we address this thing called grief? It's here. By the way, in the United States, each year in the United States, I don't know what it was this last year, each year 2 million people die annually. Okay? Grief studies suggest for every death, a person leaves behind 5 people that experience deep grief. So if there's 2 million people in the United States, and each person leaves behind 5 people that grieve, what is that? Kaya math? 10 million people. Grief doesn't just come by death. A death of a friend or a human, it can come from death of an animal. That can set on grief. It can come from a change in routine, a change in schedule, a job loss, a divorce. But this is the thing that grief does. I'm pretty sure about this. You see, this big world that we're living in with love, joy, peace, those good things get stripped away, and our life becomes very small. And all we have is grief. It's isolating. Now, why did I bring it up today? I brought it up today because our scripture passages are asking us to really consider this. Both our passages that Kay read this morning, really what I found the Spirit was leading me to talk about was grief. There's grief in both of the passages. Now, there are different forms of grief. If you have your bulletins, you can pull it out. I'll make reference here to both of the lessons. The book of Lamentations, by the way, this is the only reading in 3 years. This is all you're going to hear on Lamentations for 3 years. The book of Lamentations is about communal grief, an entire nation grieving. Can you imagine that? An entire nation. This is the background to this poem. This is poetry here. Lamentations came at a time in which Israel, the nation, they felt blessed by God. They were the apple of his eye. The temple that they had in their city, holy city of Jerusalem, was where God promised to meet them. What confidence that brought. And then their city gates were really impressive, and it gave them the sense that they were protected and stable. And then in the year 587, now in your mind, switch that. In 587 BC, think 2020 AD, okay. In 587 BC, that's when this whole nation lost its identity, lost its purpose, lost its joy, lost its land, lost everything.